We've had an opportunity up until now to take a look at Tefillah from the beginning of the Sidur, the very beginning, Moda Ani. We've taken a look most recently at Adon Olam and Yigdol. We're now going to transition to, I think, perhaps the most basic of all elements of the Sidur, which is a bracha. The first bracha we recite in the Sidur is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Netilat Yadayim. So let's take a look at that. But before we do, let's just understand a little bit about the background of brachot in general. So the Gemara Masechet Menachot tells us something that Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Meir looked at a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. V'atah Yisrael, Ma Shoel Hashem, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimcha. What does Hashem your God ask? And Rabbi Meir used that word Ma, which literally means what, is a little play on words. And he looked at the word Ma, and he sort of changed it a little bit. Instead of reading it as Ma, what does Hashem want from you? He read it as Me'ah. And Me'ah means 100. Rabbi Meir then began to teach this idea, which is what? That every Jewish person should be saying 100 brachas during the course of the day. Now, clearly, that's not the intention of the Pasuk, but Rabbi Meir was using it, in fact, according to most Mefarshim, is a way of teaching this lesson, of teaching us that we need, during the course of a day, to recite 100 blessings. Now the Rambam tells us, so what's the purpose of a blessing? So Rambam's answer is to what? It's educational. So far we've seen this huge thrust in education at the beginning of the Siddur, but Rambam says, but that's the purpose of a bracha. The purpose of the bracha is, in fact, to increase your Yirat Shemayim, to guide you on this path of elevation. Every time you say a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, whether it's a birchat mitzvah, you say it's Sherkit Shana Mitzvah Tav, what you're doing, you're invoking Hashem's name, and it's a conscious, deliberate moment where you're engaging, if for only the minute that it says to say the bracha, in your connection to Hashem, and understanding God's place in the universe. So according to Rabbi Meir, that's why we say 100 bracha during the day. Why? Because just consider what your day is like. We're all busy. How easy is it to sort of lose our focus, lose our attention, and how easy it is to forget and get distracted about the nature of a relationship to Hashem. And it doesn't mean that every single minute I'm thinking about Hashem, so I got a job to do. I'm a surgeon, I'm a doctor, I'm a teacher, I'm a mom, I'm a dad, whatever it is. But there is a latent awareness, and it's very hard in a life as busy as ours to lose that focus. Well, apparently his life is busy as the Rambam, who had a busy life. And that's why, according to Rabbi Meir, that's the purpose of brachot, to keep you focused, to somehow be your anchor for your at shamayim on a daily, regular basis. 100 times a day, I remember that Hashem is there. So let's just take a more careful look then at a bracha. Let's start with the first bracha, but let's just try to analyze the word. First word is baruch. So most of us would say the word baruch means blessed. Now just think a second. You're going to add a blessing to God? Like your blessing is going to change the existence of the Ribono Shel Olam? Here we are, puny people, created by God, and I'm somehow having an effect on God? That's really what's happening? So unlikely. Rabbeinu Bachi in his Sefer called Katakemach says, you misunderstood the word bracha or baruch. It doesn't mean I'm blessing God. So where does the word baruch come from? It comes from the word brecha. And the word brecha means, anybody know? It means a pool. God, you are the ultimate pool. All brachot come from you. I'm not blessing you. I'm making a statement. And my statement is, all blessings come from you. You are that ultimate source. Hashem is the source from which all else flows. And so that's why in Nefesh Achaim, the idea of what is baruch means, but we're not praising God, but it's a prayer. We're asking. We're not praising. We're asking. Hashem, open up the spigot. Let it come. Let it flow, please. You, the source of all bracha, send it to me. By the way, it's interesting, the idea of this image of flowing. There's a music here. There's a simcha. So when there's a simcha, what do you say to a chasan, and a kala, to a bar mitzvah? You say, mazel tov. So ask somebody, what's mazel tov mean? What does mazel tov mean? So maybe congratulations. Some people say, good luck. That's a terrible thing to say to a chasan and a kala. Good luck? Oh my gosh, like it's all random? You need luck for this to succeed? Oh my gosh. Can you just imagine standing under the chuppah and saying, oh boy, you guys need a lot of luck here. Mazel tov, you should have good luck. That's not what it means. If we understand the Katakemach and Rabbeinu Bachya correctly, then maybe mazel tov doesn't mean luck. It may come from another Hebrew word. Does anybody know the word for liquid in Hebrew? A nozel is a liquid. When you say mazal tov, what you're saying is, let the flow come from Shamayim. May the flow that comes to you be a flow that is determined, that is called a good flow, a flow of bracha. That's why when we say to somebody who's experiencing a simcha, oh, look, Hashem has given you already a bracha. He's given you the mazal tov. Let it fact continue. So, let's go a little bit further. Baruch atah. What does atah mean? You. Perfect. Baruch atah, you Hashem. And then listen to the rest of the word, the rest of the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam. In this case, asher ki deshanu b'mitzvotav. If you notice a very subtle change in the Hebrew language, there's a shift. Blessed are you, Hashem, who has commanded us. From you to he has commanded. From second person to third person. That's an inconsistent sentence, if in any language. But obviously, Chazal understood what they were doing and are making a very important point here. I'm starting out the ta. Hashem, I have a relationship with you. It's a one-to-one. Me to you, you to me. I get it. I have a shoot to talk to you. It's an extraordinary idea. Melech olam, Adon olam. But I get to talk with you. But once I'm standing in the presence of God and I realize his awesomeness and his greatness, the language of the bracha changes. I do maintain that relationship of ata, but I also understand that God is melech ha'olam, asher ki deshanu. Hashem is the source of everything. Our responsibility that Hashem has given us is to fulfill his mitzvot. Our responsibility is to be accountable to the great power of the universe, to the Ribono shel Olam. And so therefore, it's Elokim, it's ki deshanu. I make a switch from second person to third person. But I also make another switch, which is incredibly important. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu. Two names of God. Why do I do that? Why isn't one enough? Baruch atah Hashem Asher Kishanu. Or Baruch atah Elokim. Both are names of God. Why do I have to invoke the Hashem part and I have to invoke the Elokim part? The Yud Kei Vav Kei name, as we know, Chazal teach us, is associated with Rachamim. I'm asking God for his compassion, his mercy, his kindness that I need on a day-to-day basis, that we all need on a day-to-day basis. There's so much that we have seen in this last year that we understand that our lives are dependent on God's rachamim compassion. We get it. But what does Elohim mean? Rashi tells us, we know, Chazal tell us that Elohim is the God of judgment. I need both. Hashem, I want your rachamim to be present even at the time of judgment. I want to understand, Hashem, that even if you look at me and you realize I'm deficient, and you realize I haven't done everything I'm supposed to, I want you to be on Hashem at the moment of Elohim. Find that blend. I can't find that blend in the human finite world in which we live, but Hashem can. So Baruch Atah Hashem. Hashem, I'm blessing you or not blessing you. I'm recognizing you're the source of all sustenance. And I recognize your compassion. And I recognize you're holding me accountable. I recognize you believe in me enough to think that I'm responsible to do what you want. And when I realize you're responsible to do what you want, asher ki deshanu b'mitzvotav, I realize I have to also take a step back. We're close, but I have to also maintain that distance because you, in fact, are the creator. I'm going to stop here. We're going to continue tomorrow with the rest of the bracha and take a little bit more of the bracha that follows, Asher Yatzar. Rabbi Hanani Ben Akashi Omer, Atzakadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakot Yisrael,